Fosamax, a drug used to treat osteoporosis, nearly doubles your risk of irregular heartbeats, as a study released today. For Health Buzz Brief, I'm Dr. Jim Keeney. Whenever a new drug is introduced, doctors ask two main questions. Will this help my patients, and what are the risks? Unfortunately, by the time most drugs hit the market, we don't always have good data to answer these questions with certainty. With those limitations in mind, we're taught in med school to tread carefully into the arena of new drugs. This runs counter to our newer is better culture. Some docs forget this principle, and others just let it get drowned out by the clamoring of drug reps touting their latest products, and by patients now being swayed directly by the slick marketing of the same drug companies. Fosamax took center stage in 2002 with the Women's Health Initiative study that showed estrogen, which many women were taking to prevent bone loss, was causing more harm than good. Doctors looked for alternatives to estrogen and turned to a group of medications called bisphosphonates, of which Fosamax is one. But what many ignored was the fact that the studies were only done in very high-risk women, women with documented severe osteoporosis or previous fractures. If a woman suffers from severe osteoporosis but has never sustained a fracture, the primary studies tell us that we must treat 100 women for 3 years to prevent one fracture. Not a huge benefit. So what are the downsides? Irritation of the esophagus is common, death of the jawbone is rare but severe, and one previous study hinted at an increase in irregular heartbeat called atrial fibrillation, but it did not reach statistical significance. Today's study, however, shows a significant doubling of your risk for atrial fibrillation if you take Fosamax. In addition to this, some experts are concerned that while we're building harder bones, we may not be building stronger bones. Glass is harder than plastic, but a glass bottle will break when it's dropped as opposed to plastic. So, now what to do? Talk to your doctor. Today's study adds to the growing string of concerns about this class of drugs. For those without previous fractures or documented severe osteoporosis, the benefits may not justify the risk. For more information, go to healthbuzzpodcast.com. Today's show is sponsored by Aveeno Baby. Aveeno Baby offers a complete line of baby skincare products to cleanse and moisturize baby's delicate skin. Aveeno Baby products are specially formulated with natural oat to provide daily care for baby's skin and to soothe and relieve dry skin. Aveeno Baby and Health Buzz, a perfect combination for your baby.